Panama Fever, the epic history of one of the greatest engineering triumphs of all time, the building of the Panama Canal, by Matthew Parker, narrated by William Dufries.
Preface: The Battle to Build the Canal. You here who are doing your work well in bringing to completion this great enterprise are standing exactly as a soldier of the few great wars of the world's history. This is one of the great works of the world. President Theodore Roosevelt to the American Canal Workforce, 1906. Every year on the anniversary of the opening of the Panama Canal on August 14, 1914, there is a special celebration. A small motor launch takes a group of about 25 on a short boat ride from a dock near the top of the Pedro Miguel Lock. In August 2004, almost everyone is of Antillean descent, mainly from Jamaica or Barbados. The commemorative trip has been organized by Panama's British West Indian community. All ages are represented, and the vast majority are Panama-born. The others are from the islands, and one visitor, with her young daughter, has come all the way from Boston. As the boat sets off from the dock, huge container ships loom past. One is a giant German carrier, crewed by Filipinos, on the way to the U.S. East Coast. Another is transporting car parts from China to Brazil. We are floating in one of the world's key commercial arteries. Since the opening of the canal, over 1 million ships have used it to travel between the great oceans, some 14,000 a year. Now passing through.